countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
The gates open next Tuesday at noon for the Punchestown Festival. It marks the end of the national hunt season. And of course, the big story of the season is the Irish horse and jockey combination, Tiger Roll and Davy Russell, who won the Aintree Grand National for the second year in a row, a feat last achieved by Red Rum in 1974. Suzanne Campbell is with me in studio. She went to meet Davy Russell at home at his farm in Youghal, and he was parading Tiger Roll around for the locals. Suzanne, tell us about it.
That's right. The horse from Meath was coming down to Youghal, which is Davy's hometown, you know, and I have to put it in context, 700 million people across the globe watched this race. Wow. More than the Super Bowl, the UEFA Champions League combined. So his coming to Youghal had the town electric. I was in Davy Russell's kitchen that day telling his little ones, Lily and Finn, just how many people watched their dad on TV, and they were goggle-eyed. Also baby Liam, his daughter Jamie was there, his older daughter, and his lovely wife Adele. There was huge excitement, loads of people calling in. We went to collect silage on an outfit. There's people tooting their horns. It was a fantastic day and atmosphere. And I asked him what's so special about this horse.
I don't know what it is about Tiger Roll. He's an exceptional horse. He's not kilt with size, but he's just a lovely horse to ride. He doesn't overdo anything. Stop. He likes racing. He loves running and jumping. And
he's a great attitude.
Oh, he's got a brilliant attitude. Yeah. Now, he does wear blinkers and the odd time cheek pieces. Gordon switches him either way, but he just wants to please you. He's that type of a horse.
With the ability, which is so rare, that combination.
You'd often get a horse with loads of ability that wouldn't be as keen to please you. And then you have a horse with not so much ability would kill himself to please you. But to get a horse that does both is very special, and it's so hard to come across one. And especially with my weight and things, I'm not the lightest jockey in the weigh room, and usually you come across them horses off a light weight or something, do you know? And I was just lucky enough that he had the weight for me to ride him, and Gordon and Jigginstown owned him, and
it all came together.
Yeah.
Listen to the roar for Tiger Roll! Tiger Roll is out in front from Magic of Light! He's going to do it again! Following in the hoofprints of Red Rum, Tiger Roll has won his second Grand National! Pure magic! He's beaten...
What a great day for Davy Russell. Youghal wouldn't be a traditional base for a jockey, Suzanne.
No, Cork and Kerry produce some amazing jockeys like Jack Kennedy, Paddy Kenny, but distance-wise, yes, he's very far away, so he's big ties at home. And of course, Tiger Roll is trained in Meath by Gordon Elliott. And I asked Davy to tell him what's so special about Gordon.
Gordon is an exceptional trainer, and the man has no fear. He's not afraid to try anything. He could try anything with a horse, let it work or not work, but most of the time it works. I don't know how he does it. He's not afraid of anything. He travels horses to America. He's won an American Grand National. He's got the balls to go and do it. This year now, we're talking about sending half a dozen horses to America to race. You know, there's brilliant prize money over there, and his confidence then in himself, and, you know, his riders, myself and Jack and Keith and Lisa, and there's a load of us there.
What do you have that he likes?
Don't know.
You'll have to ask him.
I think I don't know.
It's not just.
He's always giving out to me anyway. He's telling me to keep my mouth shut. Did I talk too much? And it's a big. It's always been a problem of mine that I can't shut my mouth at the right time, and he'll probably abuse me. But I don't mind. Once he keeps putting me up, I don't mind.
Now, and Davy's 39, Suzanne, maybe a time when some jump jockeys will be hanging up their boots. We can see that home in Youghal is clearly very important to him, and I suppose for his future.
Yeah, now I didn't ask him when he's going to hang up his boots, because I thought he might kill me, because jockeys normally do. They're so in love with their trade. But at the same time, for Davy, the farm is really where the magic is. You know, it's where his father ran a dairy herd. The father worked at a local garage. Davy himself went to Culdalton, and he took me around the fields. We were talking about maintenance. We were talking about new paddocks, investments, fencing, all the day-to-day stuff. Looked at lots of his young blood stock, very nice stock as well, and of course his cattle. And he explained to me what Youghal means to him.
I had the bestest childhood here ever. As you can see, we're on a farm in a town, literally a mile from the sea. I just love it. The people around have always supported me and been nice to me. And even when I was doing well or not so well or really well, they were always there, you know. And the GA club is only over the road. And I just had a nice childhood. I just had a nice experience in Youghal. And I just love coming back here. And
you've got cattle here, of course. Tell us how you use the cattle on the farm.
Usually I'd be full with them now this time of the year. I have the last 4 years I've been full this time of the year, but this year I left it a bit late now. Grand Nationals and things I had to...
You've been busy.
Yeah. I've nothing bought yet. I don't know whether I'll go back buying culls now or not, but I'll have to buy something. The horses are just that bit fussy. They just won't eat all the grass. And to be honest, it's just nice to have the cows around and a bit of stock on the land. And there's nothing I like better anyway than a nice farm, you know. It's just enjoyable and you'll just love to watch the stock. And the more stock you see, the better your eye gets for it. I'm learning away there. I'm going to be listening to as much as I can and try and learn a bit more about it.
Is this a different gear for you? Does this provide you with a rest, a kind of a meditative space, if you like? There's something nice about looking at cattle, isn't there, and standing on your own land and this beautiful view out.
Yeah, I'm working. I just like working. I love working and I just love being around animals, basically. Like, I could stand in the field for the day and let the day go by, you know what I mean? I just love looking at stock. I love looking at good stock, and there's nothing worse than looking at bad stock. But, you know, I'm not going to be riding forever, so I need to be able to do something when I pack it up, and I need to be happy, and I'm happiest doing this. I just love being around stock. I love going to the mart. You meet a great range of people, and I love going to the sales, and I love producing young horses that someone else would like.
So it's something nice, and it's an aside from racing, but it's also developing maybe the next strand of your life in your career once you give up riding professionally.
Oh yeah, and you have to earn a living for your kids, and this is the way of life I was brought up in, and I liked it, so I'm going to give them the option of doing it too. And if they like it, they can do it, and if they don't, they'll get a good education the same as myself and do something else.
Suzanne, sounds like you enjoyed visiting Davy.
Absolutely gorgeous place, and someone really passionate about sport and the land. You know, he doesn't make it easy for himself staying in Youghal in terms of being at the base of racing, but home is really where the heart is, the cliche, but it's also so true of his bonds there.
Punchestown is where the racing action is.
Absolutely.
Tuesday to Saturday,
super festival. Look out for Gordon Elliott's horses, Delta Work, Far Class, Hardline, some of the big ones on the race card, and hopefully Davey will be on board some of them.
Suzanne Campbell, thank you very much for joining us on Countrywide this morning.